are joined by the head coach of the University of Maine, Nick Charlton. Good morning, Coach Charlton.
Morning, Rob. How you doing?
Well, congratulations to you and your team. A really impressive victory on Friday night, 42-14 over Sacred Heart. You guys you made the head coaching thing look pretty easy. Six touchdowns on your first six possessions. But give me your impression of your team's performance in that game.
I was pleased with our performance overall. You know, I thought we got off to a good start. We scored a lot of touchdowns early and had some three and outs in there as well. As the game went on, you know, there's some things we got to clean up, especially with some of the younger guys and some of the penalties and things like that. But overall, it was a positive first game.
I mentioned the offense. You couldn't have asked for much better of a start. Obviously, Chris Ferguson, our CA Offensive Player of the Week, connects on his first 11 throws, 23 of 29, 423. Could have been, I'm sure, even more if you guys aren't out to the big lead. You talked about as early as media day the time that you've spent with him and seen him grow, and you felt like this could be the year that he takes his game to elite level. How good was that performance as you went back and looked at the film on Friday?
It was at a very high level, and you know, I always joke with the players and really him that, you know, we'll tell him when it's good, we'll tell him when it's not, and Chris played at a very, very high level, and he did some nice things, and I thought the staff did a good job getting him ready, and you know, at the end of the day, he's trying to take another step as a player, and I thought it was a good start to the season for him.
We've got a couple of media questions in queue, if you'll get those for us, Rusty.
We have one question from Larry Mahoney from Bangor Daily News. Your line is open.
Yeah, thank you. Morning, Nick. Just any update on Deshaun Stevens and how you go forward with that?
Yeah, we're still taking a look at it. I'm waiting to make any announcements or anything like that until everything is official. You know, we're expecting him to be out right now, but we'll be making an announcement on that at some point here pretty soon, in the next couple of days.
Can you get our next question, please?
Our next question comes from the line of Mike Lowy from Portland Press. The line is open.
Hey, Nick. How's it going?
Hey, Mike. What's up?
Hey, just wondering, Georgia Southern, they got a hurricane bearing down on them. Have you guys had any discussions with them about, you know, what might be in store for the weekend? And if not, just what are your thoughts on them?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're going to evaluate it as we go. We're going to have a conversation with them today and just, you know, I know they canceled some classes and things like that. You know, we're not playing them until Saturday. So ultimately it's up to, you know, their administration and things like that just to make sure everybody's safe. But if we end up playing, you know, they got a really nice football team. It's similar to last year in a lot of ways when we played Western Kentucky in terms of the FBS matchup where they played a really good football team beforehand. You know, Georgia Southern played LSU and, I don't know if that's indicative of how good of a team Georgia Southern really is. And we know we got our work cut out for us on defense. They fly around. I think they're a really good tackling team. They cover well. And then on offense, they got some good skill players. They run the option. So I think we got our work cut out for us this week, but it's a good football team.
With you, some
I think it has lost you there, Mike.
Go ahead, Rusty. If you can, go ahead, Mike.
I'm sorry. Any of the new players who stood out for you in the game the other night, Nick?
We played a couple new guys. I mean, you know, Joe Fagnano came in the second half and did a good job finishing the game up. In terms of you know, some of the transfers, I mean, Emmanuel Reed played well in the snaps that he had. Ori Jean Charles played well in the first half, and then defensively, we had some freshmen, some younger guys play. As well, there's some more returners on that side of the ball, but there was a few younger guys that played. Adrian Otero is another name. He's a younger guy who's probably going to step into a starting role here at the linebacker spot. So there were some younger guys who stepped up.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks.
And Nick, one of the things that certainly, just to stay on the offense a little bit more, that jumped out was the variety of receivers that contributed for, you know, for your team. Obviously, Ernest is the guy everybody knows, but Jaquan Blair with 140 yards and a touchdown, Devin Young with over 100 and a touchdown, Andre Miller with five catches. Just maybe speak to the depth of that group and the options it gives Chris.
Yeah, I mean, they're really good players. We think we got some of the best receivers in the country, and They do a nice job playing off of each other and really feeding off of that energy. I thought they made some plays out there, and we tried to do a decent job personneling guys and moving guys around to get them the ball. And, you know, at the end of the day, if we're able to put them in spots where they can get the ball, we think we'll make plays. And there was a lot of one-on-one matchups and things like that, and the guys made some plays, which was really nice to see.
The running game, obviously, you talked about your expectations for Emmanuel Reed and didn't get a ton of opportunities, but 10 carries, 62 yards, scored a couple times. How did you feel like he performed?
He was solid. He was solid. He had a couple really nice runs where he made some people miss. I think we need more explosives in the run game in general, and that's not just him. That's everybody in the offense. But the thing that really impressed me with him was in pass protection, he was excellent. And that's something that's not going to show up on the stat sheet necessarily, but he brings a veteran presence out there, and he did a nice job in a lot of different ways out there other than just carrying the ball.
We're here with Maine head coach Nick Charlton. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. Switching sides, let's talk a little bit about the defense, especially the first half. 65 yards you hold Sacred Heart too. The expectations are always high for that group. As you went back and looked at film, how do you feel like those guys performed?
I thought they did their thing. You know, we pride ourselves on stopping the run and did a nice job of that, especially in the first half. You know, I think it was something like they were close to 30 plays and only 60 yards total on offense. So it was three straight three and out to start the game. I thought we tackled pretty well. We were pretty sound in coverage overall in the day. Had a couple opportunities and some turnovers, and I thought they did their thing. It was the black hole, and ended up giving up two scores the whole game. But I thought they did a great job giving the offense a chance and helping out with field position and things like that.
We've got another media question, Q. If you'll get that for us, Rusty.
Sir, we have one question again from Larry Mahoney. Your line is open.
Hey, Nick. Good morning. Hey, just to follow up, you mentioned in the press conference just about the penalties and stuff, and obviously a first game. How many of those you think were just first game jitters? And obviously, it's been a point of emphasis for you. And where do you go forward from there with the penalties?
Well, the discipline stuff that's more just player by player based, and that needs to get fixed overall. And we're going to take care of that, and we're just going to have to remove guys from the game after that. In terms of the organization, lineup penalties, things like that, there were some week one penalties that were definitely out there, mostly with the twos in terms of personnel and things like that.
Sure.
I thought really the rest of them, like holds and PIs, things like that, that was more personnel or just situation-based. So the stuff we can control in terms of the discipline penalties and then the free snap stuff, that's where we got to really make an emphasis, and that's been a big point the last couple of days.
Thank you.
Nick, you touched a little bit earlier about Georgia Southern. As you said, I mean, playing a team like LSU, probably not a lot you gained from that. But we'll talk about maybe some of the challenges that they could present for your team, both offensively and defensively.
Well, I think they tackle. They're physical. You know, it's a sound defensive football team. I think they play hard. So, you know, that'll be a challenge for us up front end and the back end. And then offensively, you know, they run the option, which is a challenge right away. It's out of the gun, so you got to be very disciplined and be good with your eyes and all those things. And, you know, they have good skill as well. So this is a good football team. They won 10 games last year. So, you know we got our work cut out for us, and we got to play well. And we got to try to force some turnovers, and we got to be able to move the football and get some explosives on offense. So it's going to be a great challenge. It's a good team.
You were part of a FBS victory a year ago when Maine went and won at Western Kentucky. What's the biggest challenge or what are the keys for an FCS team to be able to go on the road and beat an FBS opponent?
I think a lot of times, there's a lot of different things, but one of them is finishing the game. And a lot of times you get worn down up front, and at the skill positions you have a hard time with one-on-one matchups getting open and things like that. We got to be able to withstand and make it and get it to the fourth quarter. That's the biggest thing. And we believe it's a very winnable game, but it's always something where those games come down to the fourth quarter, a couple of series, whether we're going to be able to make plays and withstand the rush or vice versa. So for us, I think it's going to be about having that longevity in the game and then being able to physically take on an FBS opponent.
All right, Nick, thanks so much for your time this morning. Congratulations on the win, and good luck and safe travels getting to Georgia Southern on Saturday.
All right, thanks a lot.